Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School, and today we begin a study of Saul becoming a Christian. The text is going to be Acts chapter 9, and I would encourage you to get your Bibles and turn to that, and you can follow along as we read this text. And while you're turning to Acts chapter 9, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now with that, let's look at our New Testament and see what we read in Acts chapter 9 about this amazing conversion of Saul. It begins, Acts chapter 9 and verse 1. But Saul, yet breathing threatening and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest, and asked of him letters to Damascus and to the synagogues, that if he found any that were of the way, whether men or women, he might bring them bound to Jerusalem. And as he journeyed, it came to pass that he drew nigh unto Damascus. And suddenly there shone round about him a light out of heaven. And he fell upon the earth, and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, Who art thou, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. But arise and enter into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. And the men that journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing the voice, but beholding no man. And Saul rose from the earth, and when his eyes were opened, he saw nothing. And they led him by the hand, and brought him into Damascus. And he was there 3 days without sight, and did neither eat nor drink. Now there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias. And the Lord said unto him in a vision, Ananias? And he said, Behold, I am here, Lord. And the Lord said unto him, Arise and go to the street which is called Straight, and inquire in the house of Judas for one named Saul, a man of Tarsus. For behold, he prayeth. And he hath seen a man named Ananias coming in and laying hands on him, that he might receive his sight. But Ananias answered, Lord, I've heard many of this man, how much evil he did to the saints at Jerusalem. And here he hath authority from the chief priest to bind all that call upon thy name. But the Lord said unto him, Go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me to bear my name before the Gentiles, and kings, and the children of Israel, for I will show him how many things he must suffer for my name's sake. And Ananias departed and entered into the house, and laying his hands on him, said, Brother Saul, the Lord, even Jesus, who hath appeared unto thee in the way which thou camest, hath sent me, that thou mayest receive thy sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit. And straightway there fell from his eyes as it were scales, and he received his sight. And he arose and was baptized, and he took food and was strengthened. Acts chapter 9 and verse 19. And he was certain days with the disciples that were at Damascus. And straightway in the synagogues he proclaimed Jesus, that he is the Son of God. And all that heard him were amazed and said, Is not this he that in Jerusalem made havoc of them that called on his name? For he hath come hither for this intent, that he might bring them bound before the chief priest. But Saul increased the more in strength, and confounded the Jews that dwelt at Damascus, proving that this is the Christ. And when many days were fulfilled, the Jews took counsel together to kill him. But their plot became known to Saul, and they watched the gates also by day and night, that they might kill him. But his disciples took him by night, and led him down through the wall, lowering him, in a basket. Acts 9:26. And when he was come to Jerusalem, he essayed to join himself to the disciples, and they were all afraid of him, not believing that he was a disciple. But Barnabas took him and brought him to the apostles, and declared unto them how he had seen the Lord in the way, and that he had spoken to him, and how at Damascus he had preached boldly in the name of Jesus. And he was with them, going in and going out at Jerusalem, preaching boldly in the name of the Lord. And he spake and disputed against the Grecian Jews, but they were seeking to kill him. And when the brethren knew it, they brought him down to Caesarea and set him before Tarsus. Acts 9:31. So the church throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaria had peace, being edified and walking in the fear of the Lord, and in the comfort of the Holy Spirit was multiplied. We're going to end the reading there at Acts 9:31. The golden text for this Sunday school lesson is, fittingly, 2 Corinthians 5:17. If any man is in Christ, he is a new creature. And the devotional reading is the 32nd Psalm, a psalm Paul would later quote from when he wrote his great book of Romans. It is a psalm of David with the little word maskul. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven and whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man unto whom Jehovah imputeth not iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no guile. When I kept silence, my bones wasted away through all my groaning all the day long. For day and night thy hand was heavy upon me. My moisture was changed as with the drought of summer. Selah. I acknowledged my sin unto thee, and mine iniquity did I not hide. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto Jehovah, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin. Selah. For this let every one that is godly pray unto thee in a time when thou mayest be found. Surely when the great waters overflow, they shall not reach unto him. Thou art my hiding place. Thou wilt preserve me from trouble. Thou wilt compass me about with songs of deliverance. Selah. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will counsel thee with mine eye upon thee. Be ye not as the horse or as the mule, which hath no understanding, whose trappings must be bit and bridled to hold them in, else they will not come near unto thee. Many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he that trusteth in Jehovah, loving kindness shall compass him about. Be glad in Jehovah, and rejoice, ye righteous, and shout for joy, all ye that are upright in heart. Now, to assist us in studying this passage of Scripture, we're going to refer to Elam's notes. These are Sunday school notes that E.A. Elam wrote for the Sunday schools of May 17, 1925. And these notes begin with a geographical note about Damascus. Damascus is about 130 miles north from Jerusalem. It is the capital of Syria and probably the oldest city in the world. Now let's look at our text. Acts 9:1. The first word is but. But Saul. But shows the contrast between the work of Philip in preaching Christ and that of Saul in persecuting him, and resumes the narrative from Acts 8:3. That's where we read about Saul persecuting. He took great zeal. It says in Acts 8:1, Saul was consenting unto his death, that Stephen's death, and there arose on that day a great persecution against the church which is at Jerusalem, and they were all scattered abroad throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. And then down to verse 3, but Saul laid waste to the church, entering into every house and dragging men and women and committing them to prison. although some time had elapsed. Saul yet still sought with increasing animosity the destruction of all the disciples of Jesus. The text says, "But Saul, yet breathing threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest." Breathing, threatening, and slaughter shows, as he says, that he was exceedingly mad, and punished them oft times in all the synagogues. Paul would write, "I strove to make them blaspheme, and being exceeding mad against them, I persecuted them even to foreign cities." Acts 26 and verse 11. Others at Jerusalem besides Stephen had been martyred, and Saul gave his voice against them. Acts 26 and verse 10. The high priest to whom he went was the president of the Sanhedrin, or the Jewish council. So we read in verse 2 that Paul asked of him letters to Damascus and to the synagogues, that if he found any that were of the way, whether men or women, he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem. Saul, of his own accord, desired letters of authority to arrest any Christian that he might find in Damascus. The Jewish council could arrest and imprison, but could not put to death. Saul's commission was from the chief priest, Acts 26:10, and elders, Acts 22:5, or the Sanhedrin, and was addressed to the synagogues in Damascus. That arrest could be made in Damascus upon the authority of the council in Jerusalem shows the power of that court. The way, in this verse, is a phrase which applies to Christianity. Paul persecuted this way unto death, Acts 22:4, and it was evil spoken of in Acts 19:9. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, John 14:6, and it is the way of salvation, Acts 16:17, and the way of worship, Acts 24:14, which some call heresy. It is the highway of holiness, Isaiah 25 and verse 8, and the new and living way, Hebrews 10 and verse 20. There can then be no more be two ways of salvation than there are two Christ or two systems of Christianity. Saul's persecution against women as well as men, none escaped his fury. He desired to bring them bound unto Jerusalem for punishment. But he saw the great light and its effect. Let me read to you Acts chapter 9, verses 3 and 4. As he journeyed, it came to pass that he drew nigh unto Damascus, and suddenly there shone round about him a light out of heaven. And he fell upon the earth, and heard a voice saying unto him, "Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me?" It is not stated how Saul and his company traveled. In whatever way they traveled, it required several days to make the journey. As he drew near the city, suddenly there shone round about him a light out of heaven. It was about noon, when the sun was brightest, and it was a great light, Acts 22 and verse 6, above the brightness of the sun, Acts 20 and verse 13. This was a miracle. This light was from the glorified Son of God, the Son of Righteousness, as seen on the Mount of Transfiguration and on Patmos, Revelation 1:12-18. For in the midst of this splendor, Paul saw Jesus. Under this intense light, he fell to the earth, smitten with blindness and filled with awe. Those with him saw the light and were afraid, Acts 22:9, and they also fell on the ground, Acts 26 and verse 14. And then we heard the voice, the Lord's voice speaking in plain words which could not be understood. We're going to conclude that for our study today, and we'll take this up in our next class, Acts chapter 9 and verse 4.